Once upon a time, there was a little spot way out in the country called Rabbit Hollow. It was a beautiful place with a briar patch, lots of rabbits and turtles and chipmunks. In fact, there were just all kinds of animals. Well, sir, there was one rabbit who was an awful smart aleck. In those days, they used to call him a hare, but from all the pictures I've seen of him, he looks just like a rabbit to me. You know, long ears, white tail, and a silly, toothy grin. He thought he could do anything better than anybody else, and he didn't mind saying so. He was especially proud of how fast he could run, and I'll have to admit, he certainly could cover the ground pretty fast. I'll give you an example of just how fast he was. Hey, Rabbit.
Yeah? What you want, bud?
I hear you think you're pretty fast.
Pretty fast? Somebody's been lying about me. Why, next to me, a rocket plane looks about as fast as a caterpillar.
Now, wait a minute, wise guy. Suppose you show me.
Okay. See that old hollow tree over on the hill?
Yes. What about it?
Well, that tree's a good half mile away, bud. Now watch how quick I can run over there. Here goes. A one, and a two, and a three.
Hello? You're calling from the old hollow tree? Well, I've got to hand it to you, Rabbit. You're pretty fast, all right. See what I mean, boys and girls? He really was fast. Well, one day, the rabbit was hanging around the Rabbit Hollow briar patch with a bunch of the bunnies when he said,
I can run faster than anybody. In fact, the guy never lived who could beat me.
For a moment or two, nobody took him up on it. Then a nice old bow-legged turtle looked over the top of his glasses and he said,
I've been listening to you brag for a long time, Rabbit. And if I was a betting type of feller, I'd bet you 10 juicy carrots that I can beat you in a race.
Well, you can imagine how funny that was. Here was a poor old turtle challenging a rabbit to a race. All the animals laughed and laughed. Even the little chipmunk laughed, like this. That's all he could do because he forgot to put on his rubbers and got his feet wet and caught cold. So all he could do was...
You beat me in a race? Now, if that ain't a hot one, why, you poor old flat-top bow-legged reptile, that'd be about like a little boy on a kiddie car with two busted wheels racing against Superman.
That's all right, son. You can laugh if you want to. You're a pretty smart aleck young feller, but I still say I can beat you.
Oh, yeah? Okay, Turtle, if you want to be that dumb. Of course, you know, this isn't going to be any kind of a race for me. I can beat you running anywhere. I could even run backwards and take a nap on the way.
You're mighty sure of yourself, young feller.
And why not, I'd like to know?
Well, it ain't always the fastest feller that wins the race, somebody said. Somebody said that, I think.
The old turtle wasn't quite sure what it was somebody said or exactly who said what. But anyway, it seemed to him that somebody should have said it. So a race was arranged. The rabbit and the turtle were to start from the Rabbit Hollow briar patch and race to the old hollow tree. It certainly looked like a cinch for that fast rabbit, and he was awfully cocky about it. First, the old turtle took off his glasses. They were tortoiseshell glasses, of course. And he tucked them away in his shell pocket. And then he started to limber up. He stretched, and he stretched, and he stretched some more. And while he was stretching and limbering up, the rabbit, who thought it was all very ridiculous, lay down beside the starting line and yawned. And started to pluck the petals off of a couple of daisies. And began to heckle his opponent.
Oh, brother, what a race this is going to be. Me, the fastest guy on 4 feet, racing with an old flat top like you. I should live so long. Let's see now, I don't know whether I should lie here and take a nap until this afternoon, or start with you and go off and pick some flowers on the way. Imagine me picking flowers. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just pick off these daisy petals to see which I'll do. I take a nap. I go pick flowers. Nap. Flowers. Nap. Flowers. Flowers, that's all. I pick flowers on the way. Nap would have been kind of nice, though.
Well, the turtle was all through stretching and limbering up and was just standing around waiting for the rabbit to stop showing off. He said,
"Oh, for heaven's sakes, come on, wise guy. Stop that showing off and let's get going."
Okay, Flattop, I'm always ready. I've just been waiting for you.
So they stepped up to the starting line and someone said,
1, 2, 3, go!
And they're off! That is, the old turtle was off. He didn't look to the right or to the left. He just humped and thumped his way along straight in the direction of the old hollow tree. But not that rabbit. Do you know what he did? He did a couple of silly little dance steps and sang a little song.
With a 1, 2, 3 and a hippity-hop, every time I see a pretty flower, I'll stop, 'cause I'm as fast can be. I'd like to see the guy who could ever catch me.
Meanwhile, the old turtle was just thumping his way along, minute after minute, hour after hour, always getting nearer and nearer to the finish line. But that sassy rabbit, taking the whole business as a huge joke, hopped through the fields and picked a daisy here and a buttercup there. And after a while, when he was bored with picking flowers, he looked toward the old hollow tree and saw that the turtle wasn't even halfway there. Then he spied a nice soft spot under a green bush, and it gave him an idea, so he made up a little verse about it.
Oh, the silly old turtle challenged me to a race. I guess I'll take a nap while I let him set the pace, for I'm as fast can be. I'd like to see the guy who could ever catch me.
And then he gave a big yawn, and lay down and took a nap. Now, the old turtle, you remember, was keeping right on all this time, always getting nearer and nearer to the finish line. By this time, it was getting pretty late in the afternoon. The turtle was only a few yards away from the old hollow tree, which was to be the finish line of the race, and already most of the animals had gathered there to cheer the winner. Now, when the old flat top was only a few inches away, the rabbit suddenly woke up. You remember, all this time he'd been taking a nap under the green bush. He sat up, yawned, blinked his eyes, and looked around lazily. And then he saw it. Way over by the hollow tree, the turtle was just about over the line.
Great jumping horseflies! I've overslept!
Turning on a burst of his extra special super-duper champion-style speed, the rabbit took off across the fields faster than a bullet, aimed right at the crowd.
Folks, it's been a slow race so far, but now it's almost over and the turtle is only about a foot from the finish line. From here, it looks like the turtle's race. The rabbit is nowhere in sight. Now the turtle is only 6 inches away from the line and there's still no sign of that rabbit. Now he's only 4 inches away. Wait a minute, what's this? It looks like a little dust storm blowing this way. It's coming faster and faster. Now the turtle is only 3 inches away. Now he's only 2 inches away. Now he's only 1 inch away. That dust storm's beginning to look like a cyclone. No, that's not a cyclone. It's that fast rabbit. Just look at him travel. He's coming like greased lightning, but he's going to be too late because the turtle just stuck his nose across the finish line. The turtle wins. Here comes the rabbit. Look out! Yes, the turtle wins, folks. He just got his nose over the finish line before the rabbit streaked in, crashing into the tree because he was running so fast he couldn't stop. Listen to the crowd go wild!
Well, it was all over, and the turtle had won fairly. In fact, that smart aleck rabbit couldn't even claim he'd been cheated. It was his own fault he'd lost. The rabbit couldn't hold his head up and greet his friends. He was so ashamed of himself. For the first time in his life, he couldn't think of anything to say. so he just sneaked off. The turtle, however, was fairly modest about his victory. He waited until the noise subsided, and then he sang this little song.
Oh, that smart Alec Rabbit took me up on a race, and just because I'm slow, he let me set the pace. But now we're through and the race is done. It's not the rapid rabbit, but it's I who won. And now, my friends, I hope you see, no matter how very fast you may be, to this advice please lend an ear. The surest way to win is just to persevere.